Have you ever had an infestation of wasps in your home? While you may have gone to lengths to get rid of them, there is a species relying on an increase of wasps for their survival. In the coming days, Parks Australia will introduce a Malaysian wasp species to Christmas Island. They're trying to save the native populations of Christmas Island red crabs, which have been decimated by yellow crazy ants, an accidentally introduced species. So can the wasps save the day? The story begins on Christmas Island, a place known for its distinctive flora and fauna. Lying uninhabited in the Indian Ocean until late in the 19th century, a rich variety of endemic life was able to evolve, undisturbed by humans. One such creature is the Christmas Island red crab, an animal known all over the world for its spectacular migrations as they journey from their burrows in the forest to the spawning grounds of the ocean in vast numbers. Unfortunately, over the years, these crabs have been facing an insidious threat which has caused them to die by the millions.
We've been very worried about the crab for some time. Its populations are in decline due to an introduced ant, the yellow crazy ant that's running over the island, biting and killing them. You know, they squirt formic acid. It's the ant acid. They squirt it into their eyes and into their joints and paralyze them, and then they die. And they will eat them, but that's not their main food source. They just eat them because they're there, and there's so many ants. It's just almost an accident, like, you know, you're in the way, we'll get you out of the way. They get really aggressive when they've been drinking a lot of honeydew. It's almost like they've had a night out.
These ants have been decimating crab populations for years, but where did they come from? Susan Lawler.
They come in with soils and plants, and they crawl off of boats and get onto islands. So they were accidentally introduced decades ago, and they have increased in numbers in recent times.
This is Dion Maple, National Resource Manager for Christmas Island.
What happens is that these ants form large colonies. They then spray any crabs that enter their colony with acid that unfortunately kills them. And when the crabs get killed, it changes the forest structure because the crabs kill the soil and eat the forest plant seedlings and seeds. And so what we see on the island where crabs have been removed by crazy ants is a completely different type of forest. And once the crabs are removed, it also allows other invaders, other introduced species on the island to sort of get a foothold.
Susan Lawler.
There's another insect called a scale insect that sucks the sap off trees and produces a little sugary substance out its back end called honeydew that feeds the ants. And those scale insects are becoming very common, feeding the ants so that they've become very common, and now they're overrunning the island.
Now, it turns out that this insect is very important, as it is at the heart of a new biological control plan which Parks Australia has organised in order to aid the red crab population.
What's happening this week is going to be releasing a tiny little parasitoid wasp that will attack the scale insect. It lives inside the scale insect's body and hatches out from there and then goes lays eggs on more scale insects.
Dion Maple again.
They don't have stingers or anything that you might usually associate with the wasp, but they do have a little prong that sticks out of their bum, an ovipositor, and so what they do is they poke that into the scale insect's and lay their eggs inside, and in the fullness of time the baby wasps emerge out of the scale. And so basically that whole process will remove that individual scale from the system and thereby also remove the sugar that it's providing to the ants from the system.
In terms of control methods for the crazy ant, this new method seems more promising than the old one. Susan.
They've been dropping chemical baits into the forest from helicopters. And it's very expensive. The chemicals affect animals other than the ants, so it's a little bit dangerous for the environment and for the fauna. It's expensive. It's probably not sustainable, but it is the only thing that's been working thus far.
Dion.
If we didn't do any control of the crazy ant, the numbers would continue to decline. The whole island's ecosystem would just continue to be out of whack, and everything would change because of the knock-on effect. Even though the program to date has been quite successful, it's just been a matter of sort of holding ground until a better option was found, which is what this, you know, indirect biocontrol using the micro wasp will be.
So when it comes to biological control projects in Australia, we tend to think of an event that went horribly wrong. Susan Lawler.
I understand why people are concerned. People should be concerned because we have got it wrong in the past. But when you look back at the things that went wrong, let's talk about the cane toad. They didn't do careful research. They didn't have regulations. That was before the Department of Agriculture had rules against all this stuff. So if the public's worried, I can tell you that the scientists are 10 times as worried, very cautious. And this is the result of decades of research. Certainly the last 7 years, they've been looking very carefully at whether this might be a solution. And they've finally decided that they're going to give it a go.
Susan Lawler, senior lecturer in the Department of Ecology, Environment and Evolution at La Trobe University, ending that report.